the OTV Sports app. Listen to OTV Sports Radio 24/7, plus all your favorite podcasts, including OTV Gold.
Are you a complete rookie?
The OTV Sports app, available to download now from your app store. The OTV Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Now, I'm delighted to say Ryan McManaman is with us, the Fermanagh manager. But Ryan, you're kicking your heels at the moment because all inter-county action has been paused after a couple of COVID positives. First off, how is everybody?
Yeah, look, I think everyone's grand, you know, and everyone's well, they're safe anyway. And any of the boys that have been chatting with COVID, few of them have symptoms like they are flu-like, you know, and then other fellas now I think they feel 100%.
That's the madness of this as well, is that some people can be totally fine with it and others get a right dose, and it's a serious enough dose for anybody who actually does seem to get it.
It is, and it's probably what people probably do forget about. It's the outside. Like it's all right me getting it, and I mightn't have the dose too bad. But then it's the outside that if my mother and father maybe have underlying issues, you know, and then that's the worrying thing, and probably you don't think of it at the time, and then once it probably kind of hits close to home, you're probably kind of looking around then, right, who have I been in close contact with, or who have I been there? But look, I think what we have established probably is that it hadn't came from that from monitoring, and it hadn't been spread from monitoring or whatever, and that's probably with the amount of negative results that we're getting back from the majority of the squad, it's great to see that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's given you some modicum of comfort in the middle of all this. Like, you know, there's obviously, first off, this is a human story about the people who have it. And as you say, that fear that they might have infected people in their community, because, you know, we've all been trying to live with this while at the same time taking whatever precautions are necessary. But, like, you know, you can take all the precautions you want. Somebody coughs in the wrong room, somebody walks in and breathes it in, and you're in trouble.
Yeah, look, I think that's really what's come down. Look, with the Fermanagh squad, we've a very, very young squad. We've maybe 10, 12 college students, and now they were all back up into college. All of them were called back up in the class, so that had to do the classes as well. Probably with Fermanagh being the county that it is, that the counties are small. It is a small county, which means that everyone knows each other, and that means we have maybe, for example, we have 5 players living in the one house as well, so up at college as well. So they're all these lads would have came through, because it's a small county, all these lads would have probably went to St. Michael's College together. They would have played in youth teams coming up on the 15th. So they all know each other, and they're all really, really good friends. So it's only natural when they go to college that even though they're from different clubs or from different areas, they all do live together, because they all know each other as probably been friends from Fermanagh. And so that's probably what it's come back to. And again, when the lads are going to class, some of them have face-to-face contact. So with class, look, and you've seen up probably in the north that I think there's 166 students probably in Queen's University have come positive, and there's halls of residence that have come back that they're all in social isolation. So it's the times we live in. Look, and yeah, I have to give thanks probably to the backroom team, and to Stephen Jackson, their COVID officer. Probably once we heard on Friday, once we heard on Saturday, a few of the boys were just feeling a wee bit unwell. We've got them. We got them in to self-isolate and get tests booked. And what we did then, look, we just cancelled training. We had training cancelled for the Sunday. We had training cancelled for the Tuesday. And look, and the county board then took the right decision just to call the whole thing off, just to see where we can go. And look, probably the last 3 or 4 days, we have been working hard with the PHA up here just to establish when's a safe time to go back.
The PHA is the equivalent to the HSE here, is it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Right. And what are they saying at the moment?
Well, probably at the moment, just we're trying to establish, and we're at the minute believe it or not, I was not the trend on Friday night. I had a league final for my wife's ladies team. I managed them. It was the last game of the season for that day. And
I hope you always pick her, Ryan. I hope that there's no debates about her placing the team.
No, definitely not. So I had that session there. So look, at the minute we're just working with the PHA, and they're just trying to establish the close contacts. But like, I think our doctor and again the COVID officer, we've provided all the documentation to it. You know, and look, and we've took the step that look, we'll take a step back from training, and just to give everyone a bit of breathing space. And look, and basically too, to me, the safety of the players is of the utmost importance in the backroom team. And the only thing I'm looking at long term for us is probably going to be preparation. We're in no shape to play Clare, because I think I've just been told the hotel in Clare has actually cancelled her reservation because of level 3 restrictions. And I thought that was weird. So we're in no shape to play, and whether even with preparation, even long term, if you look at the Ulster Championship, we do want to play it, but you're looking at the level of preparation. If you're only going to have 2 or 3 training sessions before the Ulster Championship, you kind of have to ask what sort of games is going to be, and what sort of spectacle and what sort of thing for the sport. And you kind of go, our players going to buy in now? If I'm going to say, look, we're only going to have 2 training sessions before down, I have to be aware of the players. I've Owen Donnelly living in Kerry Duff. He's just become a father. Like, and do I want to say to Owen, hey, Owen, travel down the road for 2 training sessions for a game against Down? I don't have to be fair to Owen. I have to be fair to the squad. Like, and we need preparation. Like, we're going to need good time to preparation. Look, and we'll try our best, but like, the spectacle's not going to be. Spectacles might be great and might be a good advert for football, but at the same time, I don't want the boys to become a circus and kind of going, we're just being rolled out here just to play football, like, and when we've done no preparation.
What would fix that for you? Like, is it a black and white scenario? If you don't get the preparation, you shouldn't be asked to play the game.
Well, to me, look, I do know it is a totally new situation. It's a totally new situation with everyone for fixtures, and I know we have to be fluid and know we have to try our best. But there is no answer to it, and I don't know. We want to play the championship game, and we do want this year. I want to put Fermanagh's best foot forward. I want to showcase Fermanagh football what it is. And probably we're not going to get that opportunity. And with it being a small county like Fermanagh, we need the senior team to be a flagship. And I'm just aware, probably, if this was maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm thinking out wrong, maybe I'm going this year, if this was a Dublin or a Tyrone, and they were in the same situation, would the Ulster Championship match be moved, or would it be accommodated for players? You don't know. And you don't know till any of them counties are in that situation and what goes. But at the minute, look, the most important thing for me is the welfare of the players. Now, I know county managers got a rough deal, and you hear some stories of managers maybe riding rough shot or whatever. But look, to me, whatever it is, if we don't go back to next Sunday, we don't go back, and we'll just try it. But we just have to make it. Everyone has to be made aware that probably it's not going to be an even playing field when we go back to the NFL to play the National League games. If it's not a fair playing field, you can ask yourself, should there be relegation in the league if we're not afforded the same chances as Clare? And look, and Clare have to know if our game's on or off, because Colm Collins is running. He can amend his training session accordingly. There's no point Colm Collins tapering down his team for Mana and not told, because like, your training sessions are planned out, what sort of sessions that we're going to do. And like, Colm Collins would like to know, just out of respect for him and the work he's did down in Clare, he would like to know what's ahead of him. He'll have planned a totally different training session if the game's not on next week than if it is on.
Mm. Like, it's one month today is the Down game, so that's your championship opener.
Yep.
Even that looks like a massive undertaking given the current circumstances. Would you be calling for the GEA to at least cancelled promotion relegation in the National League this year, and on top of that, push back that down game as much as possible?
Well, look, with the down game, look, I know we're constricted with time, and look, we want to see a competitive Ulster Championship, and we want to see a competitive All-Ireland. Look, and we totally understand what the GAA has, the importance that it has in society, and look, and I totally understand, and like, I'm not stupid that there is money involved for the GAA, and it's good for the clubs that this money gets involved. And look, I am totally behind it, and I'm kind of between a rock and a hard place of what I want. I want the safety for the players, but then I want the best for the players that they can train. And I'm totally aware that it is in a unique situation. Regarding the National League, in my opinion, that there should have been no relegation, but the top two teams out of each division got promoted. And if we had 10 teams in Division 1, 10 teams in Division 2, if there was an imbalance from one year, we can fix it the following year. Like, we can be a bit more creative. I think in GAA circles, we're very adamant that it has to be 16 teams in senior, or has been 16 teams in the Talent Cup and 16 teams in Tier 1, 16 teams in Tier... We can be creative. The more teams we have playing in the top level of football, the better every county comes. And I think you probably look back in the early noughties and people say football was competitive and football was going. But that's because there was a lot of teams playing Division 1 football. There was 8 teams playing Division 1 football, and like, you only had 2 divisions. And it was competitive football. Like for people forget Fermanagh when they got to the All-Ireland final. When they got to the All-Ireland semi-final in 2004, they were in an All-Ireland quarter-final in 2003, and they were in a National League semi-final in 2003. So they were competitive, they were playing in Division 1, and I do think the GAA has to look, probably saying, right, or even scrap Tier 2 for 2021 and do the set-up then for 2022, because this is what the promotion, this is why the leagues have been finished, just more or less to sort out the Tier 1, Tier 2. But look, for one year we could have 20 teams in Tier 1 and whatever the amount of teams left then, so...
Yeah, and the other thing about this is, unfortunately, there's probably going to be another couple of counties in Fermanagh's position over the next little while. From seeing this up close over the last couple of days, do you think it is possible for an amateur sport to go ahead safely over the next little while? You mentioned the lads who are in college. You can't really isolate them from that unless their college systems are shut down. You can't really put them into a bubble like professional athletes. Do you have concerns in that level for the way that the GAA players are such present people in the community?
Yeah, look, you definitely have concerns. You don't want to be telling boys when they can go to college and or where they can go to work or what they can do. I was chatting to one of them, and I said, well, that could end Belfast. He says, but I have to go up for my classes. Like, so I can't stop him from getting his education. Like, at the end of the day, when he's finished playing and he doesn't have an education or whatever, he's not going to be looking to me maybe to help him out. It's going to be very, very hard. The GAA probably, if they can, if the only one way around it is that they can provide testing ASAP for the players. And coming in this, and especially coming into the winter months, that where flus and everything is more prevalent, you know, I think you've got to think of that. And people will say, should they've only got the five players down as COVID, but then if another 5 or 6 are deemed as close contacts, they can't play. Like, if you're deemed as a close contact, you're gone for 2 weeks. But if you're positive COVID, you're back after 10 days after your thing. So that's the anomaly in the thing. So some of the boys that are close contacts, the boys that are positive COVID will be back on the training field before the close contacts, even if they've given negative results.
Right, that is a bit of an anomaly. All right, just one other thing.
I've learned a lot over the last 5 days myself. We've become expert contract tracers, believe it or not. At the minute we've been dealing all with that. But look, to me it's a fluid situation. Look, and sometimes you have to roll with the punches, and sometimes you mightn't get things what way you like. But you have to remain positive about it. All the boys is all right. Everyone's all right. Their families is all right. And look, and there's a lot of people worse in their situation. And that's what we've been saying to the boys and anyone that have been chatting. There's people in the country in a lot worse shape than we are, and maybe the homeless, whatever, and people like that there. So we just have to take the positive out of everything. And look, we'll have to become a better team from it, and we'll have to become a closer team from it. And when we work for it, and look, once we get back on the training field, and regardless what it is, we'll just have to give it a lash.
One thing you mentioned as well a few minutes ago, Ryan, is this idea that if Dublin or Tyrone were in Fermanagh's situation, there would be moves already happening to postpone or to cancel sections of the league or the championship. That is almost the stark reality of this as well, that like if there is a Dublin, a Kerry, a Mayo or a Tyrone in the football championship that have a similar situation, that is probably when the real red flags start raising from a national standpoint. Like, it's a blunt and it's a harsh thing to say, but it might actually be the reality in the end.
It is. Look, and like, in fairness, now Croke Park we have been in contact when we, and like we've made our position clear. And the GPA, I was chatting to Paul Flynn on Monday, and the GPA and also GA have been helping us, and there's no. You can't deny that they haven't been helping us. All of them, Stephen McGeehan, Brian McAvoy, they have been helping us. But we've made our point very clear, and we've made it very clear from Monday past that we're in no position to play the Clare game, and we'll be adamant, and we'll be sticking by that decision due to the fact too we've no accommodations, which is always a point. Like, on it, like, if some of our close contacts self-isolation doesn't end to the day of the Clare game, so that would be fellas not training and hopping into a car and driving down. But like, to answer your question, look, it's a reality of life. There's always going to be big boys and the championship, and there's always that. And look, if that's the way it is, and the bigger the county, and it's like this, it's the same in any sport. You look in the Irish League, you look in the League of Ireland, you look in the Premiership. It's just about the big boys, and that's just a fact of life, and it's something that you get used to, but you just keep on battling.
Ryan, in your gut, do you think the game against Down will go ahead?
I do think it will be, and look, we're just going to have to. Even with the time scale and pride, like, probably we just have to make it aware. Look, our preparations aren't going to be the best, but we're going to try to make them the best, and we'll go ahead. But I am aware too. Probably, like, and you can't deny it. Probably that there is a talk of a circuit breaker down south and up in the north of the island. So there is a talk there. And when that's going to be, I know that they're talking mid-term down in the south. So that'll be a lockdown, and then in the north of the island, you don't know. And our politicians like to keep us on our toes up here, so we're kind of used to anything going on up here. So we don't know when that. If there's a 2 or 3 week circuit breaker, and I think that's usually at a level 5 level, so that means there will be no sport. So I'm preparing for the fact that we'll be playing down on it, and we're doing. Backroom team here at the minute is doing prep for it already, and look, we'll try to be the best that we can be for Down. But look, we'll give it a go. But my more concern maybe at the minute is we won't be we won't be able to play Clare, and we probably need to know when that game is going to be, and we need confirmation from Croke Park.
So just to be clear, you think that the right thing to do at the moment is to cancel the Clare game or postpone it, or what do you think is the right thing there?
To me, I probably think it's a postponement. If they want to go ahead, and if they're more or less just going the league on without us, it'll be the integrity of the league gone. I would just probably like them to make a call on it ASAP, so look, we can ease the players' mind. Because look, you do have a lot of players, and I'm sure, like, With this COVID, there's a lot of blame game, and you kind of have to feel sorry for the players that maybe have contracted it. They didn't go out to intentionally contract it, and now you've a lot of young men probably going, I know we've got a few WhatsApps for them and from government, and they're kind of going, they're asking questions, was it because of me or whatever, or did this done? Like, you do have to think of their mental health, and this being paraded all around the country, you know. And to me, I think the GAA's just got to act quick on it and postpone it now, and then so we can draw a line under it, and we can tell the boys, look, this is now where we plan for here now, because at the minute it's doing no one no good.
And if the Clare game was postponed, would you like it played next year before the start of whatever happens, or would you like it played at the end of the championship this year? When?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead, but you would like it probably. The best probably scenario would be, and probably looking at it overall, would be probably starting the league, probably playing the two games of the league, end of January, and then knowing your league position from them. I think Martin McHugh has made that point, and only when I heard it last night, it did make sense. So you would have seen that all the teams then would have a clear run just at the championship and have your one-off championship and walk away. But again, with games being picked on RTE, and for the league games picked on RTE, I can't see the hierarchy and the GAA wanting that there. So.
All right. Right, Ryan, it sounds like you guys are trying to put the best face forward, but at the same time, when you get into inter-county management, this is not what you expected it to be.
Definitely not. One of the players, Paul McCusker, gave me a WhatsApp maybe on Monday night. He goes, he said to me, you didn't sign up for this crack, did you? I was telling him, no. I said, no, I didn't. But look, in one way, it's good that it's not probably as good probably for a personal point, maybe that you are managing in this a crisis and this sort of thing, and probably what way we come out of it will be a reflection of me, you know, and it's a challenge. And look, I don't think nobody in the inter-county scene or nobody in the club scene have had to deal with something like this here, a magnitude of this here, and even with headquarters and even with getting fixtures and the club fixture people as well. Like, nobody in the GAA has or any sport has had the magnitude to deal with this. And look, you could take it as a negative, you could take it as a positive. I'm trying to take it as a positive that even with the players themselves and even for myself and probably managing the backroom team and getting training organised for boys and getting trained during the lockdown. Look, if you don't take it as a positive, you're not going to get very far in life. And look, although at times maybe it does drain you, probably when you sit back and think about it and you say, right, I've learnt a lot from this year, I've learnt a lot about myself, and I've learnt maybe that a lot you can get better on. But look, you have to give it a lash, and you have to take the positive out of everything. And look, at the same time, all the boys are in good healthy shape at the minute, and all the boys have to be thankful for that. And as I said, there is a lot of other people in this country in worse shape than I am, and I'm just thankful for that.
Well, look, it's a fair point to end this on, Ryan. Great stuff with joining us this morning. Keep the flag flying as best you can, and thanks a million.
No problem. Thank you. Hey.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.